Welcome back to Das Akenim on the Parsha. This week, Parshas Vayakha Pekuda. It's also Parshas Achodesh as we get ready to head into Pesach. And the couple of comments of the Das Akenim I want to share this week will hopefully connect to all of those points. The comment comes at the beginning of the construction of the Mishkan in Parshas Vayakhel, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chaf Beis. The Pasuk says, Vayivo ha'anashim al hanashim, that the men, literally the men came on the women, in addition to the women, and there are different ways to understand this pasuk, and the Das Akenim quotes an approach over here. Right, the Baal HaTos was here say, "Klomar l'shalomehen tachshitehen." It means that, like, to plunder, to take from the women, like almost as if the men came, almost like attacking the women, meaning their wives, just to get the jewelry from them because they were hoping that their wives would donate them to the construction of the Mishkan. So the Vayavo Hanashim Al Hanashim, it sounds to me like the Das Akenim is suggesting that this, you know, strange phrase means to indicate that there was some sort of aggressive nature in which they kind of came prepared to do whatever they could to get the jewelry from the women. Nevertheless, and nevertheless, the Das Akenim quote, "Vafal pikein hanashim smechos v'zehiros b'melecha shemayim," that the women were very happy to give, as they quote a pasuk later on, not much later on, where it says that the women's hearts inspired them, and they would also do things, to give to the Mishkan and to work to build the Mishkan. So it was very easy for them. So the men came, you know, ready to have a tough fight over the jewelry, and the women were very, very quick and happy to do it. And the Das Akenim say, based on this, that lefichach zachu hanashim shelo lasos melacha b'rosh chodesh, and because of this, women were zocha, they merited not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. And he, this Baal Tosfos elaborates, Lefisha b'maisa egel lakchu tachshitehen baal karchan, because at the cheta egel they took the men took the jewelry from their wives by force, as the pasuk indicates, and the Baal Tosfos here quote the pasuk that it says vayisparku, that like kind of they removed the jewelry from their wives. Ubamaisa hamishkan samchu benesina, but they were so happy when they gave to the Mishkan. Lefichach nasnahem Rosh Chodesh liyom tov. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh was given to the women to be a yom tov. And indeed, that is the minhag, that the women are not supposed to do certain forms of malacha, laundry, things like that on Rosh Chodesh, because it's supposed to be a yom tov for them. This is quoted in, I believe, originally in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. They're quoting it here, and then they add, this Baal Tosfos, Venira Li, Dezehu Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shavo Hukama Mishkan. This is actually Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was erected. Right at the end of Parshas Pekudei, we are told that this took place in Nisan. The beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when the Mishkan was set up. The Agav also Rosh Chodesh Mishmaras Kol Rosh Echadei Hashana. And because of this, all the Rosh Chodeshes were attached, meaning this took place on Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It happened to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore all the other Rosh Chodeshes just kind of, you know, fell into the same line. But some questions we have to ask are, you know, it sounds like it's almost incidental, according to the Baal HaTosfos here, that the women have all Rosh Chodesh. It sounds like it was just, you know, happened to be Rosh Chodesh. So this is, you know, what's done for every Rosh Chodesh, that women are connected to it. And what does they're giving to the Mishkan, but they're not giving to the Cheta Egel, have to do with Rosh Chodesh? Why is it, you know, manifest in the fact that they don't do certain malacha on Rosh Chodesh? How does this all play out? And perhaps we can suggest that the idea of them not doing malacha kind of connects them a little bit to a sense of Shabbos, right? We know, of course, Shabbos is the ultimate day of not doing malacha. There are 39 malachas we're not allowed to do, and they're all actually the things that were done to construct the Mishkan, which on its own is interesting, a very long discussion, that what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos is make the Mishkan, that, you know, the Mishkan kind of already exists for us. On Shabbos, we're already in a world of Mishkan. We're already in a world of Beis HaMikdash, that you shouldn't be building the Mishkan. It's already there. Then we don't do malacha. So the fact that women at least don't do some malacha, there's like a flavor of this Shabbos experience and a flavor of the Mishkan experience that they can experience every Rosh Chodesh. And perhaps that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to see that the women were able to fully invest without any questions and any haunting memories, fully invest in the donations and construction of the Mishkan, because they knew that they didn't give to the Egel. They weren't involved in Chet Egel. Therefore, their giving to the Mishkan was completely pure. It wasn't a rectification of anything. It didn't come with bad haunting memories of a sinful past. So every Rosh Chodesh, they have this special Yom Tov where they are, in a sense, like in the Mishkan, a little bit of a flavor of Shabbos, because that's what the Mishkan is for them. For us, however, for the men, we have more of the impact of Chet Ha'Egel. There's a lot in our liturgy connecting Rosh Chodesh to a Zman Kapara, a chance to atone. And yes, this was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as you know, we're getting ready for in Parshas HaChodesh. It's for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But really, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh of all Rosh Chodashim. That's the whole theme of Rosh Chodesh, or one of the theme of renewal, the theme of being connected from the moon and learn all the lessons of the moon. So that theme is a theme that's strongest in the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but it's really a lesson for every Rosh Chodesh. So every Rosh Chodesh is a time for Kapara, especially for the men, and it's a time of Rosh Chodesh and celebration of the Mishkan for the women. And as we head into Chodesh Nisan and try to re-experience this renewal that we had when we left Mitzrayim and when we gained our chayrus, but our chayrus ultimately to develop our relationship with Hashem and build a home with Hashem and build our Mishkan and build our Mikdash with Hashem, makes sense to relive these things and connect to every aspect of Rosh Chodesh.